Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for a new day. And thank you for righteousness in the kingdom, in your presence. That is our portion today and for every and every day. Bless this word, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for your mercies that are new every morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Greetings, family. Our readings this morning is Psalm 118. Verses 19 to 21. So I'm reading from the King James Version. Open to me the gates of righteousness. And that's, remember, Jesus says, narrow is the way that, broad is the way that leads to destruction, but narrow is the way that leads to righteousness. And that's the way that Jesus has opened for us. Amen. He's opened it to up the gates of righteousness. He who knew no sin became sin for us so that we can become the righteousness of God. So as we shared with yesterday, sin is a done deal. And now we got a new and a better covenant where he's writing his laws on our hearts and our mind. Amen. By the Spirit. Okay. And I will go into them and I will praise the Lord. So we go into the kingdom. The kingdom is kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. And righteousness is redemption. Righteousness is holiness. Righteousness is, it's God quality of life. So it's eternal life that we have got. We have passed from death into life. Amen. And that is life eternal. And I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord unto which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and hast become my salvation. Amen. He's our salvation. He showed salvation. Salvation is Jesus. We saw him from baby to young man to father, and then ultimately paying the price for us all, and then led captivity captive. The Old Testament guys are all in the New Jerusalem. And we have also come to this New Jerusalem, the Bible says, Hebrews 12, verse 22. New Jerusalem is the kingdom. It's Mount Zion. It's the city of the living God. And now we walk in the footsteps of Jesus. So Jesus is our salvation. Amen. So it's so beautiful. Our fellowship is with the Father and Son. And so what John was writing was there to encourage us. That's what it's all about. We need to come to that place where we look to the Lord, listen to the Lord, and walk with the Lord. And I think of 1 Corinthians 1:30, of God, this is God's doing, amen? Of God are we in Christ Jesus, who's made to us wisdom, redemption, sanctification, and righteousness. So in the wisdom of God, in the knowledge of God, we partake of the destiny, the inheritance. God predestined us in Christ to be holy and blameless in his sight. So God has restored that to us now in Jesus Christ. We can see that so clearly in Ephesians 1, I think it's verse 2 to 4, where he says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why is he blessed? Because he has blessed us. He's blessed because his name is hallowed. He's brought back through Jesus. Everything has been restored to us. We have got every spiritual blessing, just as he predestined us in Christ before the foundation of the earth to be holy and blameless before him. So the encouragement this morning, guys, is everything's been done. And it's now just developing on schedule, morning by morning, staying in tune with the Lord, hearing from the Lord, and then staying in tune with what he's saying to us. And this is the beauty. Yesterday we spoke about sin being taken away. But you know, sin has been taken away and dealt with, and there isn't something better. What are you going to do? What are you going to think on? What are you picking up in this world? You're picking up a lot of sin, missing the mark. It's there. But if you, and that's why righteousness needs to be the thing that you see, and it's found in the kingdom, and it's found in obedience to the Lord, and it's found in fellowship with the Lord. And that's what you've got to partake of, because that's the answers for the problem. That's the light for the darkness. That's a blessing for the curses. So I think of that wonderful scripture. Awake to righteousness and sin no more. For some have not the knowledge of God. I say this to your shame. So getting into the word letter kills, but the spirit makes alive through the spirit. We wake up to the wonderful realities, believing what the word says and then embracing it. And so righteousness is the answer to every problem there is, both for us and for the world. So, yeah, awake to righteousness. And I just want to share this quickly as well. In Isaiah 40, you've got there Isaiah prophesying. And then remember that Peter tells us, you can see 1 Peter 1 from verse 10, he speaks about they searched, these prophets searched, they want to know when was this for? And then they found out it was not for them, but for us who have inherited eternal life. Why? Because the sufferings of Christ hasn't come, and so the consequent glory hadn't come. And so there's the consequent glory we can see here in Isaiah 40, where the Lord speaks and he says, speak to my people, comfort Jerusalem. Now, it's not just the Jerusalem, it's for the Jew and everyone else. One died for all, so that we all got access to the Spirit. Jew and Gentile has been united, so we got access to God through the Spirit. And then he goes on to say, because I have dealt doubly for your sin. And that double, I pondered about that for a long time, and then the Lord showed me Romans 6. You see, double for your sin is in Romans 6, you've got that scripture. There's a pattern of teaching that we need to wake up to. And that pattern of teaching teaches you that you were a servant of sin, but now you're a servant of righteousness. So what does that tell you? The pattern of teaching comes from the realities of what the word says, that your sin is a done deal. That's the one. Amen? What's the double that he's made available for sin? It's taken away. But then you need to have the answers, and then righteousness being given. So there you got your double. The one is the removal of it, and then the bringing in of the better, the bringing in of that which God predestined us to have as children of the living God. So we in the mighty realities of the children of God in fellowship with the Father and Son, developing on schedule and being everything God made us to be, fulfilling that which has been written out for us, our story. That's what we have got now as children of God in the kingdom, in fellowship, waking to righteousness morning by morning. Hallelujah. Be blessed, because you are blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.